Hare Krishna. I have a series of questions, or at least I have multiple questions, which relate to people's perceptions of their leaders, their temple, requesting me to give opinions on what they see, what they report to be happening. And I don't want to use this site for that type of thing. In other words, I don't want to respond to any type of criticism or get involved in any type of local opinions, politics, especially about affairs that I know very little or perhaps nothing about. Or even if I do, it's not something that I'm going to broadcast publicly to many people who don't know what it's about. So just in regards to devotees who are sending in questions such as, if you had a free reign in such and such temple, then what would you do? Or why is my GBC allowing these things to happen and take place? I request devotees at most, if they want to have issues, to just deal with principles, send in principles, but when it comes to specific locations, people, and very specific instances, then I will choose probably not to answer those questions, and perhaps the devotees who sent them in know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to respond to a certain attitude of one question that I got. Once again, I'm not making any reference to as to who it's from or what it's about. It's from here in Hungary, and the devotees are inquiring about something to do with here in Hungary. But for me, what was of relevance is more particularly the nature of the question, which also sometimes reflects the nature of our own consciousness when we're posing these questions. Because in this case, I'm very much tuned in to what the topic was about. I'm very tuned in to persons involved. Then I see a question which is, for one, very accusatory. It immediately presupposes that because someone's in a position of leadership, or because there is a leadership of a temple, that therefore it must be, by definition, unjust. Second, it's very uninformed, really, really uninformed. In fact, badly informed. And therefore, rather than coming out as a type of pranipratena, pariprasnena, sevaya question, something humble and submissive with some type of real, which could be answered in principle even, without getting into the detail, it becomes very distasteful. And I'm really sorry to see that, unfortunately, in the company, the association of Vaishnavas, those are the type of exchanges that take place. Of course, there's nothing new about that, because this is going on the internet, unfortunately, in so many different ways. It's one of the drawbacks of the internet. It has really facilitated anyone with an opinion to say anything that they want, and generally you don't have to be very brave to do it because you're far away behind a computer where no one sees your eyes, your face. It's really unfortunate. And I'll just give an interesting discussion that we were in one of our management meetings not long ago. And in that meeting, a question of sort of trust came up, and accusation about the managers and what the managers and what the leaders are doing and why they are doing like that. And what was interesting about it is that this was a newly structured body, management body, in which three out of the five devotees, which was brand new, not brand new devotees, but they were brand new to this level of management. So one of them made this very nice and very interesting comment. He said, "Listen, I'm a nobody. I've been a nobody in this Krishna consciousness movement for the last 12 years or something. I won't say what his service is. And I've been asked to help and take a position of responsibility. But then all of a sudden, I'm just in here for a month. I haven't even done anything. And now I'm a subject of suspicion." I said, "What did I do? How is it that I automatically became an object of suspicion just because I'm rising to the challenge of a request that's being put to me to do something which I obviously would prefer not to do, take on additional responsibility?" And I thought that was a very poignant approach, a very interesting approach. How said, "Yes, I'm a no one, and all of a sudden I've just become a object of doubt just because I'm taking up this service." And that is actually a phenomenon that certainly we need to keep in mind, being a little more generous with each other, that people don't come to Krishna consciousness movement, especially in the West, to become wealthy, to become opulent. Leaders have, it's a very thankless task. They're not in a position of, for instance, medieval kings or Vedic kings, where to counter the real burden of your work, you have singers or praisers who wake you up in the morning singing your glories, because otherwise if you wake up you just think of all the difficulties that are lying ahead, that you have all palatial opulence and so on to offset also the extra responsibility that you have. Generally speaking, by and large, our leaders have relatively minimal lifestyle by comparison to what people in the outside world do, especially if you think about the bankers. And the only real satisfaction that they get is to think that I'm actually pleasing Srila Prabhupada and Krishna and serving the Vaishnavas. And that's why it's a real integral aspect of showing a certain degree of compassion, understanding, tolerance, flexibility for making mistakes. And I'm not sweeping under the carpet the many faux pas and problems and abuses that have happened in the Krishna consciousness movement, but it's not something that you can just put onto everyone, be they GBCs or temple presidents or department heads or others, most of whom are sincere Vaishnavas trying their best, who didn't come to this movement to take responsibility and be a target for others. They came here to chant and be happy, but somehow or another it was requested of them to actually take up these type of services. And so in closing, when these questions come up, then at least on this forum, I kind of influence what goes on in the outside world. My request is that devotees are kind in their approach and address of those who are taking leadership positions and who are managing. As Srila Prabhupada used to sometimes respond to devotees, he says, he would say that, well, if you can do better, then you've got something to say. But if you can't, then don't. As even in terms of one of his GBCs in England, when temple president was pointing out that the GBC wasn't chanting his rounds, and Srila Prabhupada became angry and said, don't criticize your GBC. Obviously, Prabhupada wasn't supporting the GBC shouldn't chant their rounds. But at the same time, Prabhupada's dealing and the way he wanted us to look up and to deal with authorities was with respect. Despite the fact that in the material world and in Kali Yuga, it's just inevitable that there's going to be all kinds of abuse of power. But still, we're a Vaishnava community, even if there's abuse of power, and Vaishnavas work like that. Hare Krishna.